You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning.
Also with us this morning is Mahogany Bowers, the founder of Blessings in a Book Bag. Hey, Mahogany.
Good morning, Emily.
And it's a very busy weekend, as always, in Savannah. To start out, we've got some great music on Friday night.
Yes, if you love bluegrass, you definitely want to check out Service Brewing. They're having their Bluegrass by the Pint. Join them for live bluegrass as well as your favorite local bands. Now, you must be 21 and older to enjoy.
And then also on Friday and Saturday, Claire, there's some ways to sort of celebrate a very traditional kind of Christmas here in Savannah.
You can go out to Fort Pulaski and have a bit of a throwback
yes.
to the Civil War at Christmas time.
Way back.
They're having candlelight tours of Fort Pulaski Friday and Saturday night with refreshments and a recreation of what Christmas was like at the fort during the Civil War.
And there's also even further throwback Christmas this weekend as well.
You can even go back to the colonial days at Wormslow on Saturday. They'll have holiday crafts all day, and at 1 p.m. the Christmas festivities begin.
A little bit earlier on Saturday as well, there is a way to stay fit for the holidays.
Yes, you can start your Saturday out with an 8K run, the Reindeer Run, at the Convention Center, and it'll run around Hutchinson Island. And at the end, you get cookies. Pastry chefs in town will be competing for the best cookie. And the run benefits the missions of the Rape Crisis Center.
Nice. So cookies feel like a very solid reward for a run to me.
It's enough to make me run 8 miles.
Yeah.
It's 8K, so it's not quite.
Yeah, a little less than
it's
8 miles.
Even all the more, or five, but still, you earned the cookies.
All the more reason. Yeah,
all the
really,
more reason.
Really earn those Christmas cookies. Also on Saturday, Mahogany, there is some magical fun for the kids.
Definitely on Saturday, get ready for the Savannah Fairy Tale Ball. You can meet pretty princesses and have a party with them. Now, this is going to be some of your favorite princesses, like Rapunzel, Cinderella, as well as Princess Tatiana.
On Saturday, pretty much all day, there's also some entertainment for the whole family.
Yes, if you don't feel like being outside after you've run the reindeer run, you can go across the river to the Trustees Theater. They're showing holiday movies starting at 11 a.m., and it's free with the donation of food to America's Second Harvest.
Now, all of this has been pretty, you know, family-friendly stuff you can take the kids to, but there's adult fun for the holidays.
Definitely. It's called the 12 Bars of Christmas. This is a 5K holiday run-through of some amazing bars. McDonough's restaurant is hosting this. This is the 12 Bars of Christmas that is benefiting the Shriners Children's Hospital. So definitely a way to have some good, clean fun and also give back to some amazing local charities here in the city.
Then, Claire, on Sunday, there is some holiday music.
At the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, they are doing their Christmas concert with their choir and brass. And they'll be singing carols. There'll be opportunity to sing along. It's at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
And, of course, if you prefer some jazzier Christmas music to your traditional carols, there's some of that as well.
And for that, you'd go across the river to the Westin. They are having the Holiday Equinox concert with the Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. And that comes with dinner as well. Dinner at 6, show at 7. It's Christmas music and it's jazzy.
So yeah, lots of ways to celebrate this weekend for the grown-ups and kids alike. Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Mahogany Bowers of Blessings in a Book Bag, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And have a great weekend. Happy holidays, ladies.
And to you.
You too.